Hi, it's David Oakes. Glad you tuned in today. We're talking about oily beards, rocks in the pond, and fundraising. I'm glad you're here. Stay tuned for the show. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, tell stories, and say thank you all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by Visionary Fundraising, the book written by yours truly. For over a year now, I have been writing my strategies, my advice, my thoughts, my confidence builders, everything that I teach fundraisers all over the world into my first book. And it's out now. You can buy it at Amazon.com for $19.99. Or if you're a digital reader, you can click the link in the show notes and buy the digital version from me for $4.99. Get the book today. Jewish storytellers love to tell a story that celebrates brotherhood, unity, and harmony. And they talk about how good, how pleasant it is when brothers and families and people and organizations, when we all dwell together in unity. And then they say it's like that old story. And then they tell a story about one of their high priests, how they would pour quarts, maybe gallons of oil on his head. This is special oil that they'd made just for this occasion. They call this act anointing. Now, I was raised in church, and we called it anointing with oil. You would go forth and our pastor put a little oil on his finger and just touch you on the head and say a prayer. And I think our tradition flows from this tradition, but they didn't just touch people on the head with their oil. They would have quarts, maybe gallons of oil, and then they would begin to pour it on the person's head. And this signified, according to their storytellers, unity. It was a total body covering. Every part of the body was covered. And they talk and tell the story about how the oil ran onto his head, that the ointment, the oil was precious. They made it specially this. That oil was actually had expensive ingredients in it. And it ran down on his head. And it ran down all through his beard. It ran and went all down his clothes. And it says it even reached the skirts of the bottom parts of his clothes and dripped on the ground. Y'all, that's a lot of oil. Doesn't sound like a really pleasant experience to me, but storytellers told this story and they said unity is like that. It's like that oil that covers from the head all the way through the beard, down the clothes, through the toes, and every part of the body is covered. This speaks of unity. We're reading through Mega Gifts, Who Gives Them, Who Gets Them, with Gerald Panis. And in chapter 7, he has a chapter called The Buck Starts with the Board, which I'm saying is just leadership in your organization. And Gerald talks about how if giving doesn't start from the top, giving will not flow out through the community. And so you can't have big giving all in your community, your donor community, and your board doesn't participate. If you want the larger community, you want the world to give to your mission and to your organization, it starts up top the head. It starts up top with the people who lead your organization. Every time you have a giving campaign, you should ask, what's the support from the top? If your leaders are not giving, don't expect the community to give. Don't expect your city to give. Don't expect expect the people all around the nation to give. This is called, in another way I've heard it called, the rock in the pond principle. Fundraisers say the rock in the pond principle. Remember the rock in the pond principle. And the rock in the pond principle is that an organization cannot expect others to invest in it until those closest to the center ante up. You throw a rock in the pond and then those waves begin to, it just starts making concentric circles, and it keeps going until the impact is shown in the whole pond. Solicitation, or asking people to give, it starts from the inside, starting with the board, starting with your organizational family. That rock in the pond, the rock starts with them, and then it spreads out. You have to always keep in mind this law of diminishing returns, that the wider your periphery, the further out you reach, the more effort you're going to have to make, and even the smaller the gifts are going to be, and it costs more. So start in the beginning with your board, look them in the eye, and when they decide that this organization is worth funding, that we're going to ask others, always start with them. Remember, oily beards, rocks in the pond, and fundraising, always start with those on the inside. That's my show for today. See you next time. Keep up the good work.